The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You are tuned into Friday's edition of the podcast where the racing comes from Brighton, Lingfield and Musselburgh in the day with Newmarket and Haydock in the evening and one Irish card over from Tipperary. You can hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm. But in the meantime, my name is Sam Norris and I'm joined on the podcast today by Sean Quinns. Have a look at some of tomorrow's racing. How are you today, Sean?
Yeah, good, Sam. Yourself?
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, I'm in good shape, thank you. First up, Sean, before we come to comes Friday's racing, Richard Hughes yesterday landing a decent little four-timer at Brighton. Has it opened up the Jockeys' Championship once more? Because at one stage it looked as though Ryan Moore was looking quite handy for it.
Yeah, it's sparked a little bit of interest in it once again anyway, hasn't it? And of course, Richard Hughes is a jockey who's capable of racking up four and five times, such as his ability in the saddle and the strength of mounts that he tends to get on a day-to-day basis. He still has a good bit to make up on Ryan Moore, and Ryan Moore certainly hasn't lost any momentum. But, it does add a little bit of spark to it, as I say once again. I wouldn't rule it out. And we know that Richard Hughes is very, very hungry for the jockey's title. And Ryan Moore hasn't always been as hungry to land the jockey's title, preferring to target bigger races, be it in this country or abroad. And I think that probably still will be the case. So I think there are more twists and turns to be had in this tale.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan Moore now on 109 winners, Richard Hughes 93. If you had to decide today, Sean, who wins it, which way do you think it will go?
Ryan Moore plus 16 is tempting, given that it's August the 7th. I think Ryan Moore will win it, and I think he has been very, very good this year and will be a deserving winner of the title.
Okay, fair enough. And as you say, it's at least got people interested in it and talking about it again. Before we move on to some of Friday's racing, we can't avoid the elephant in the room, really, from front page of the paper this morning. Fergal Lynch, of course, as of Monday, is eligible again to ride in Britain. What are your thoughts on that?
According to the authorities, he's done his time. He's sort of, he did the crime and now he's done the time, so if the authorities are clearly happy to have him back, then so be it. As you say, he can start riding again on Monday, and I'm sure he'll be popular enough when returning to Britain. It remains to be seen how often he will ride in Britain. Whether he chooses to come back to Britain, I don't know. That'll be interesting, because he's done well in Ireland, but I think he's probably done better through the winter months around, in Dundalk, and when the season proper has got going in Ireland, he's lacked the backing of a bigger owner or trainer, so to say. And that's understandable. Yeah. There won't be many big owners queuing up to use him, because there is an abundance of good riders in Britain and Ireland, and riders who have been seen to be straight throughout their careers. So it's going to be tough for him, but there's no doubting his ability in the saddle. That has always been evident. And as I say, if the BHA are happy to have him back, it remains to be seen how happy now trainers and owners will be to put him up. Of course, there will be some that put him up, some that supported him before he was banned, and there will be some that are deterred by his past actions.
Yeah, right you are. And I know some of the chaps were chatting outside in the office before. He's going to be under so much scrutiny if he does come back to ride in Britain. He'll arguably be one of the most cleanest riders that there is, because he's not likely to put a toe out of line again, is he?
Yeah, no, that's very true. I think he will be here. There will be all eyes on him. He'll come under the magnifying glass and he'll come under intense scrutiny. But there will still, for many punters, owners, trainers, connection to horses, be a sour taste left in the mouths of those that were maybe affected all those years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully it can all be put to bed. We'll move on then to Friday's racing. Sean's picked out three on the card from Musselburgh on Friday, the first of which is the 2:30 Class 5 contest, this one over 7 furlongs. Just the 7 runners here, so we miss out on the 3 places for each way. But 3 of these horses coming into this on the back of a win. Where are you looking at, Sean?
Yeah, I think this is a really interesting nursery because, as you say, you've got a couple of you've got 3 last time out winners, but the 2 that I choose to focus on would be Supreme Occasion and Alan's Pride. Both winners, as I say, last time out. Supreme Occasion, a winner first time up at Thirsk, and that was quite a taking performance from Supreme Occasion. David O'Mara after the race was quoted as saying that she is quite a nice filly and they like her. Of course, she's in at Newcastle at 6 o'clock today being Thursday the 7th of August, and she's due to run, so a lot will depend on whether she runs, whether she wins, whether she gets beat, but she is interesting in this race. Alan's Pride was a winner at Beverley last time out, and I don't think his opening mark of 70 is too harsh. That race has worked out quite well. The third horse, Kevin Ryans, came out and was third in a nursery at Goodwood, at the Glorious Goodwood last week. So despite at the time it looking only an okay Northern Maiden, it might be a little bit better than we first thought, and I think his mark is workable. Connor Beasley, able to claim a further £3 off, that will aid him. Robin is a horse who sort of comes into this race in different form. He's been beaten in 3 maidens. He hasn't shown a huge amount, but he's got an okay pedigree, a son of Dutch Art. And if we were to get further showers up at Musselburgh, then I think a bit of juice in the ground would suit Robin. And he's interesting now, going handicapping off a mark of 59. Kevin Ryan's using his good apprentice, or one of his good apprentices, Shane Gray, to take £5 more off his back. So he's racing with 8 stone on his back, and he wears first-time blinkers. Watch the market, see how that unfolds, because I'd imagine that Robin is capable of showing a little bit better than what we've seen as of yet. And another one who fits the same mould is Frosty Times, who hasn't been seen for 67 days. So had 3 runs in maidens, presumably then waited for nurseries to go to war. He now does go to war off a mark of, 54, is it?
54, yeah.
Yeah, 54. You know, that could be very workable, representing Top Connections. Richard Fye, Paddy Mathers doing the steering aboard this horse. He's got another horse in Miss Van Gogh with a similar sort of profile, wearing the first time visor, but Frosty Times would be the more interesting of the two. That said, though, there's guesswork involved with Robin and Frosty Times. Therefore, I'm going to side with Alan's Pride, a horse we know has ability and whose maiden form is working out well.
Okay, fair enough then. Alan's Pride, the selection for Sean in that one, who comes into this in good form off the back of a win last time out and a second the time before that. We'll move on then to the next race that we've picked out for you, the 3:30 from Musselburgh, this one. Class 4 contest over 7 furlongs again. 10 runners down to go to post there. Anyone caught your eye?
Well, Alcan is obviously very interesting. Comes into the race in the form of his life and carries a £6 penalty for a recent win. This is very, very trappy. I think you could give a chance to maybe 6 or 7 in this race. Brian Smart's Red Pike has enjoyed a good season and has really trained on quite well from 2 to 3. And has been able to mix it as a 3-year-old sprinter. I don't think he's without a chance at all. Powerful Presence is a course and distance winner here at Musselburgh in the past, and is holding his form well. He's not getting any younger, but he's still able to operate effectively off this kind of a mark. Circuitous, we're getting to his time of year, Circuitous. He won the Air Bronze Cup, I think it was, in September of last year. So despite the fact that he hasn't been seen to best effect as of yet this season, I don't think his turn will be too far away. What else have we got to consider? Kelman has to bounce back from a lesser run last time out, but that came in a better race than this, and he's actually been in good form this year, winning round at Hamilton earlier in the year. George Challoner gets a good tune out of Kelman as well, so the fact that he takes the ride would have to be viewed as a positive. But I'd probably just take a chance on Circuitous. As I say, his mark is slipping a touch, Sam, and he might be at a workable price. It could be an each-way price anyway.
Okay, Circuitous, the selection in the 3:30 for Sean. Move on then to the final race on Friday's podcast. This one, the 4 o'clock from Musselburgh. Class 3, this one, over 1 mile and 6 furlong handicap with 11 runners down to go to post. And Sean, where are you looking here?
I think there are any number of horses that could be given a chance in this, and you've got a lot of horses with course form, the likes of Johnny Delta, who won a similar sort of race to this at the track earlier in the season. Love Marmalade won earlier in the season, albeit over shorter. Lady Kashan has won over this course and distance. She won a good race last season here at Musselburgh. She hasn't been seen for 112 days. She disappointed when last seen, but Alan Swinbank's horses are in okay form, and I would respect her, particularly if the money came. Robert Winston rides her, and he gets a good tune out of Lady Lady Kashan. So there are a few to consider. Savinio's enjoyed a good year and has won at the track, but he's maybe as high as he wants to be now, Savinio. Dark Ruler is another Swinbank horse you'd have to consider. He's won at Musselburgh, but whether he quite stays this far, I'm not so sure. Be Perfect is likely to be one of the pace angles in the race. And as I mentioned earlier, Alex, my boy, and Johnny Delta are course winners as well. But I'd be willing to take a chance on Lady Kashan. I don't think she's badly treated, Sam, and hope that she can bounce back to form. Obviously, something wasn't quite right after she ran last time out because she has had that enforced absence. So maybe it's best just to draw a line through that and hope that she can get back to the sort of form that she's shown here at the Scottish venue just over 12 months ago.
Okay, fair enough then. Sean signing for the very fresh Lady Kashan in that one, course and distance winner. For Sean, in the last, if you could just remind us, please, one more time of your three selections from Musselburgh on Friday.
Yep, no problem. In the 2:30, the nursery, seven furlong nursery, I'm going to go with Alan's Pride, a winner at Beverley last time out. He comes out of a race that's working out quite well, and I think his opening mark of 70 could be workable. We then move on to the 3:30, another 7 furlong handicap, this time for older horses. We've got a lot of informed horses coming into this race, but I'm just going to side with Circuitous, a horse who doesn't come into the race in as good a form as some, but is approaching his time of year. He tends to be at his best around this time, so he could be interesting. And then in the 4 o'clock, probably the feature race of the day from the track, a 1.6 handicap. I'm going to go with Lady Kashan. She's been off the track for 112 days. Didn't run up to form last time out, but if bouncing back to something like her best but at this course, then she would have to have a say in this, and she might be a workable price.
Okay, then excellent. There we are, the thoughts of Sean Quinn on Friday's Racing Podcast. And you can listen to all the action on Friday from 1:50 p.m. on Racing Radio. Sean will be back in the studio with Rory Delaghi and Gary Catewell. They'll be bringing you all the action from Brighton, Lingfield, Musselburgh in the day, Newmarket and Haydock in the evening, and the Irish meeting from Tipperary as well. Thanks for joining me today on the podcast, Sean, and I hope you enjoy Friday's racing.
Cheers, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.